You're listening to English for Everyone. Tweet us and follow us on Instagram at EU Radio English. And find us on Facebook, EU Radio Nantes English.
101.3 FM.
Hello listeners, you're listening to English for Everyone with me, George, and today I'm joined over the phone by James from The Proper Ornaments, whose latest album, Foxhole, is EU Radio Nantes' album of the week. The London-born group have a brilliant psych-pop sound that we've been loving listening to so far this week. This is the group's second album, released on the 20th of January this year, and James is here over the phone with me now to talk about it and the band's general life and stuff. So James, you're stuck in traffic, but how's it going, man?
It's going good, very good. We're just on the way to Amsterdam to play a show at the Paradiso.
Nice.
We've been on tour for 2.5 weeks. We've got a few more dates and then we're back to London.
Wicked. And how's the tour been? You've had a concert pretty much every day over the last few weeks.
Yeah, it's been really good. The shows have been great. We had one day off yesterday, which has been our only day off, so that was actually really nice. We walked around Berlin, had a very nice day. It's been pretty full on.
Yeah, I bet. But it should be a bit less full on. You've got a concert in Amsterdam tonight, as you just mentioned, so that should be pretty cool.
Yeah. We're playing Amsterdam this evening. Tomorrow we're doing Utrecht, then Rotterdam, and Friday in Paris.
And then eventually you go back to the UK and do a couple of gigs in the UK as well, don't you?
Yeah, we've got a couple more things to do when we get back in the next week or so, yeah.
Wicked. Well, before we get on to the actual album itself, I just wanted to talk about the group a little bit without making you repeat any of the usual backstory stuff about the band. Mm. But could you just tell us a bit about how you kind of focalised your style as a group, how you kind of came upon the musical style that you find yourself doing?
Yeah, well, myself and Max met some years ago and we both had a shared interest in 60s bands like the Velvet Underground, Beatles, Beach Boys, and we started writing songs together, did some recording, and then met Danny and Bobby, and we kind of have directly from our influences, I guess.
Yeah.
But we try and give it like a contemporary sound as well, so we're not like a retro group, as it were.
Yeah.
But we've kind of developed it over the last like 5 years we've been a band. And on this new record, it's kind of stripped down more, very minimal, quite melodic and soft, I guess.
Yeah, we'll definitely be talking about that more later, the kind of differences. But what if you could point out any aspects of your kind of collective lives that lead you to write the music and lyrics in the style that you do, if there was something that was like an outside factor that led you to write in this way?
It's... most of the lyrics and situations are from personal experiences. That's definitely something I can say. Two of us write the lyrics. Majority of the time, they're from like personal experiences we've had.
Yeah, so it does come in from the outside.
It's easier for us to do that than write with characters in mind.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can see that. In regards to the, because you've been pinned to sort of pop psychedelia or pop psych or rock psych or whatever, and in regards to this to this new wave of psychedelic or psychedelia music that has proliferated in the independent music scene, how do you guys feel that you make your music your own in this way?
I think that you need to do whatever you're going to do and not be too directly influenced by what other people, your contemporaries, are doing. You're right in mentioning that, because it has become very popular to do psychedelic music in the last like 2 years. So, but I think we've been on this record particularly, we're just kind of stripping things down and trying to come up with something that sounds original. Yeah, is obviously you can hear the references.
Yeah, and so actually on that topic, actually the sort of difference between more on the kind of presence of this album and the difference between it and the last one, the last album, Wooden Head, one of the most notable changes to the listener is the much kind of cleaner sounding instrumentals, like less distortion and that. But what would you kind of pin as the biggest changes, or rather the sort of evolutions that you've made between the last album and this one?
The first record was recorded live in a studio with all of us playing together and had a heavier, more guitar-based sound with more effects on it.
Yeah.
And the new one was recorded in my in my house, in my flat, and a lot of the songs were written on pianos, so that was a big change. And we pieced it together in a different way, recording bits here and there and then shaping the songs. More like working as a studio band, I guess. There was no like practicing the songs in a practice space. It was all just piecing it together while we recorded it.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably the noticeable difference between the two, being that the first one was more of a live set we were playing at the time, recorded, and this one was songs that had never been played before, worked out in the studio.
Yeah, so there was sort of technicality to it. And I read in another interview that in terms of the kind of lyrical content or like the lyrical thematics of the album, that nothing much has changed in that way. You're still kind of writing the songs for the same reasons and in the same vein, like thematically.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, there wasn't a concept to the lyrics on the record. It was the songs we had at the time, but it happened to be that we'd written them on piano, so it all worked together and it came together as a cohesive whole.
Yeah, wicked. And you mentioned that the album was recorded in your own house. Was that?
Yes. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Awesome. It sounds unbelievably clean. And it's interesting what you say about the kind of recording from piano melodies and stuff, because the melodies are really like just tuned and they all sound really really nice in all the songs. Like you can see how that's like come from that in a big way. And
Thanks. Yeah, it did help having time to develop the songs and not have the pressure of a studio so we sometimes had to record certain tracks a few times or parts of them to piece it together. And it was all done on analog tape machines, so we had to work quite carefully.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's cool. Quite a few people have been doing that I've spoken to anyway.
Yeah.
That's a really cool
thing.
Yeah,
I think like psychedelic music, it might be becoming more fashionable.
Yeah. I have a quick question about that, actually, based on kind of format. What are you releasing? What's this album being released on format-wise?
Vinyl, CD and download.
Yeah? Not going for...
The vinyl sales have been quite high already, for the release. So I think goes to show that a lot of people that are into the band are the people buying vinyl.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of the music that we play here. A lot of the artists that tend to do much better with the vinyl. I don't know whether it's just the kind of people that listen to this kind of music that dig it, and it's cassette as well. I don't know whether you thought about them releasing on cassette or not.
Yeah, we did. We've done a cassette release.
Oh,
that's got quite popular as well.
Yeah,
in the last few years, yeah.
Yeah, there's the whole like Burger Records thing, and lots of people do it on cassette.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Burger seems to do. They're constantly doing stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you guys sort of happy with the result of the album? Then is that you all very happy with the way it's turned out and stuff? And
we are. Yeah, I think everyone's happy, and it's good to have a release that sounds markedly different to the last one. So we weren't just remaking the same record.
Yeah, totally.
So I think everyone's happy, and we were happy with the songs and the recording and the way it came together. Yeah.
Awesome. And this being an English show that is broadcast out in a French town, if you had to sell the album, what would you say to a French audience? Not in French, but you can if you want, obviously.
What would I say to sell it?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say it's a collection of well-written songs, thoughtfully put together, well-recorded, with strong melodies and interesting lyrical themes.
Nice. I'll put that as a tagline when I try and sell the vinyls in the street.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah,
awesome, man. Well, go on.
Do you broadcast in French or do you translate it?
No, it's just I don't really know what the deal is, but it's a English show, so we just talk English and play music and talk around the music in English, and the interviews are all in English, even when it's with French bands.
Yeah.
And it's broadcast in a French town.
Okay.
That's Brexit. Well, that's okay. Brexit for you, right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, listen, man. Thank you very much for chatting to me. I hope you are not stuck in traffic too long. And we've loved having the album as our album of the week so far, and I'm sure we will for the rest of the week as well. And
yeah, thank you, and thanks for doing that. Thanks for supporting the band.
No problem, man. It's honestly it's brilliant. Wicked.
Well, okay. Well, yeah. Thanks. Thank you very much. Nice to talk to you.
You too, man. Cheers. Wish you the best of luck.
Cheers, then. Bye.
Bye.
English for Everyone. Interviews and conversation in English with a native speaker.